Welcome to Traveling Bluegrass Uncut. I'm your host, Alan Watts. On today's program, we talk with Kentucky Derby Festival President and CEO Matt Gibson, who talks about this year's festival and some of the changes that have taken place.
Yeah, this has been such an interesting year. And by the way, congratulations on becoming President and CEO. I think you took over October of last year, but the Derby Festival is nothing new for you, is it?
That's correct. When I took over, I was celebrating on that day my 22nd year with the organization, so I'm in my 23rd year now. And boy, what a year it's been, right?
Yes. It has been some kind of a year, hasn't it? But tell us how the organization events have evolved over 2020 with all the things going on this year.
Well, you know, as we had talked before, when the pandemic hit and started to present itself, we were only about 30 days out from the festival. So we were really geared up and ready to go. We had everything in place and all of that. And, you know, people kept telling us, you know, this could be something to worry about and something to worry about. And I tend to always err on the side of optimism and that anything is possible. And so when we really started to see it, we made the responsible decision to try to pick this monster up and move it to this September time frame to follow what Churchill was doing, because we were in close quarters conversations with them. And it was only about 10 weeks into that process after we had moved everything. So we really started looking at the data and seeing that there was something else we needed to look at, and that was, you know, a plan B of sorts to make sure that the festival continued even if we couldn't get people together responsibly in open space and in live space events, which is our world. And so we've really evolved and come full circle and created this great product that is some virtual events, festival at home initiative that we've done that's available on our website and our social media that really lets people celebrate and enjoy the festival and the festival season and what it means to this state and this community at home with their families, so that you can continue with that legacy and that tradition that we've built on for so many years, and to make sure that we're here for the next 65 years. So it has been one heck of a year, and I've got an amazing team around me for sure.
Let's talk about some of the virtual events you've had this year and are having this year. Matt, tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so I'm not a runner, but this year I've even been able to participate in our Derby Festival Mini and Marathon presented by Humana, virtual marathon, which is still the largest racing event in the state for folks, and they can get involved. We still have so many people registered, over 5,000 folks, and they can run the mini marathon and track it through our program. And get all of the same rewards you would get if you completed it in live space and finished it downtown on Louisville's waterfront. You can do it at your own pace. You could do it hiking. You could do it running. You could do it walking. As I said, I've done it, and you would have never convinced me that I would be a runner. And over, gosh, the last handful of weeks, I've done 100-plus miles because I had challenged my staff and team and board to do it with me. And now a lot of us are making it part of a lifestyle. We've got the Tour de Lou, which is our cycling event, and that's presented by PNC. And has a 25-mile, a 35-mile, and a 76-mile metric century distances. And that's a virtual event where people can ride these different courses that we've laid out, again, through our program, and be out there and experience some of these live events in virtual space, but kind of a hybrid of live space and virtual space, and they're doing them on their own pace. So it's been an amazing transition to get into doing something for folks, because we know people are starved for quality programming and entertainment, and that's the business we're in. So, you know, getting into this new world for us has been an adventure, to say the least.
Matt, how can people participate in Derby at Home this year, and Festival at Home?
There is a very robust section of our website at www.kdf.org. That people can go there, and there's something for everybody. You've got things for kids. You've got some of the things that would include like the Derby Burger Challenge, all of those entrants that were in and the ones that were selected for the finals, so people can make those at home. That's where you can find our virtual events like the mini marathon and the Tour de Lou. And then there's a lot of different promotion and engaging things that people can do as a family. And the list just goes on and on there at our website where people can get involved.
I think that's wonderful, Matt. And listen, I hope you have a great Derby, happy Derby to you, as we always say. And look forward to 2021. Hope everything's back to somewhat normal again next year.
Absolutely. And thank you so much. I mean, we've had such a great time you know, celebrating the AT&T Morning Line and watching how even this one evolves and seeing the excitement built around it to see how, one, this one was an easy one to transition because of groups like yours and other partners who were already transitioning and pivoting in their own worlds, and now we've stepped up and made one heck of an event that has just been so exciting and so fun to be a part of.
Our guest today, Kentucky Derby Festival President and CEO Matt Gibson. I'm Alan Watts, traveling to Bluegrass.